Well, today, let's dig into the text in Luke that Dale just read for us. The accounting of Jesus' baptism is different than any of the other Gospels. So let's take a look and a listen. So my first question is, why was Jesus in the group to be baptized anyway? He is both God and man, and he was sinless, yet he stood in line with the people to be baptized. I wonder if the man in front of him was like the man I talked with last week. The man who came in who has been out of jail for a year now and is homeless, couch surfing, and wanting to do right for his daughter. He wants a stable home for her. He wants to work. And time after time after time, roadblocks are put in front of him. Over and over and over. And all he wants to do is do right by his daughter. So I wonder if Jesus was standing next to a man like this. And maybe the woman behind him in line to be baptized was like a woman I met last year who struggled with addiction and who wanted to be clean and would quit for 2 or maybe 3 months and then start back up again, and struggled over and over to get clean. She had alienated her family, never spoke to them because she had burned all the bridges. She had a home with other people like her who loved her for who she was, but she could never get over drinking. And sadly, she died on the street one day because she had drank too much. So maybe a woman like that was standing next to Jesus as well as he was to be baptized. Jesus was in line with the group and he was to be baptized because Jesus stands in solidarity with sinners, with the broken, the doubt-filled, with the hopeless. Jesus is with us. We know this from both our Isaiah text and from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, which says, "You know me, and there is nowhere I can hide from you." Jesus will always stand with us, as he did at his very own baptism with other sinners, other broken people, other people with no hope. And then after Jesus was baptized, he prayed. He was giving us an example as to how to live. Baptism is the first step. Our next step is to pray without ceasing. Jesus' act of prayer immediately after baptism shows that we are sustained through prayer. Baptism is the beginning of the journey. Prayer sustains us through the journey. Prayer is meant to be our spiritual stamina. As Jesus is in line standing with us, Jesus is with us in prayer. As Jesus is praying after he's baptized, the heavens... Oh, I forgot to hit. We got some great pictures. Hold on. There we go. After Jesus is baptized, the heavens open up. And Jesus hears God say, "Beloved, with you I am well pleased." These words changed Jesus forever. It gave him the strength and the power to resist the temptations he would face in the following text in Luke and beyond. God claimed Jesus as God claims each of us by name. We each have a calling, a ministry created just for our gifts. and talents. I can't help but wonder about our guests today, our friends who are here, the My family. I wonder what they have gone through to get to this day, and how God had claimed them so many years ago so that they would share their gifts with our community and with our city for so many, many years. God claims each of us and loves us and forgives us time and time and time again. When we are not sure of our next step on our journey, we can be reassured Jesus is with us as he was with all the sinners, the broken and the hopeless at his baptism. We can make it through any situation with prayer followed by some action. And we must never forget who claims us, who we belong to, and who loves us unconditionally. I will end with Isaiah 43 because I feel the words are so powerful. But now, says the Lord, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When through the rivers, they won't sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you won't be scorched and flame won't burn you. I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Don't fear. I am with you. Amen.